The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
A full house tonight. And how about the VIP down here, y'all? In the splash zone. Yeah. Well, I'm Brittany Broski.
And I'm Sarah Schauer.
And we want to thank y'all so much for coming to the last show of the tour. We thought we'd bring it home to the capital of the United States, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to say it means so much, honestly, for y'all to come out and us to see your bright, smiling faces. It means so much. And it's been so much fun doing this, like the whole tour and doing the pod. And even though it is coming to a close, we both have very exciting projects in the next year. So we still live together. Relax. Everything's fun. And with that being said, we were discussing topics for this episode. And we were like, okay, it's right before the holidays. We want to do something kind of like Christmassy. And yes, I said Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can say it.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. We put the Christ in Christmas. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you say Christmas. I say it too.
And so we were thinking about topics and we were like, okay, we want to give y'all something you can take with you, take home. And that thing is advice. And so what is better than a holiday gift guide by Brittany and Sarah?
Yeah.
Nasty YouTuber merch edition. And I titled this like a shitty middle school PowerPoint presentation at the bottom.
What if we were just like selling like Shane Dawson hoodies at the door? Did you guys pick up some on the way in? All right.
And if you look under your chairs, you will see Low Gang merch. So, let's get into it. And you guys can't see it back there probably, but I did put by Brittany and Sarah, fourth period English, Mr. Shane Dawson's class. All right, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so we have to read some stuff. So These are your notes. Okay, so the most common merch sold by YouTubers includes apparel such as t-shirts, hoodies, hats, socks, master classes. There are also options like makeup, which I am kind of conflicted. Is makeup merch?
I would say yeah, because it's branded by the person, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole reason that you would buy Trixie Cosmetics isn't because it's good. It's because it has Juno Birch's eyes on it.
No, dude, I get sent it in the mail. I take a pic with it and I throw it away. I'm kidding. I love it. I love it. All right. So there's makeup, books, posters, phone cases, art, or even alcohol. Who's a influencer with alcohol?
Tana. Tana sells wine, dude. And it's not just like wine. It's like 20% alcohol by volume. It's like jet fuel. Oh, my God.
Wait, do you think she makes her own wine?
Yeah, it's called Dizzy Wine.
Oh, shit.
Because it sends you into a fucking spiral. Yeah, I had battery acid for real. And she had, like, this launch party, and I got invited, and I was like, I wonder what sort of belligerent activities people are going to be doing at that party. I was like, I'm okay. I'm being my bitch. There are unconventional items of merch as well, like, you okay?
Yeah, sorry, it was just, I couldn't adjust it anymore. My computer and break it.
We have to split it, like, yes. We're giving a presentation.
Oh wait, dude, so we're gonna talk about, I'm so excited to say this. So we were talking about Zoella's merch, which is called Girls Online, and I was trying to find like a piece from the book, and I clicked on Meet Girls Online. Downloaded like so many viruses in like the period of like 3 seconds.
That adds to just the plethora you already have on there.
Yes, I know.
Sometimes we would set up for shows and I'd be like, my laptop's like in my bag, Sarah, can you use yours? She'd be like, no. No. Can't connect that thing to an HDMI. We'll get arrested.
Yeah. Oh my God. One time I was going through TSA and I was working on like a YouTube video, but it was like me, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. That wasn't fun. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. But I closed my computer and it went through the scanner and all you heard the entire time was, hey guys, welcome back to my... No, that's lame. Hey guys, welcome back to my... And so I'm just like waiting for it to like go through so I can finally fucking get it. And I'm like, sorry. Is that even... That's more embarrassing than like porn because it's just like me obviously filming my... Oh, what's up?
Remix! That sounds like that video of the girl trying to sing I Will Always Love You.
Oh, yeah.
And I... Stop, I can do this! Girl, no one says you can. Yeah. You can do it. Yeah, that's awful. Mm-hmm. You also got hot crotch through TSA, right?
I do. So whenever I go through like TSA, my crotch always goes off. And it's not like there's anything in it or on it or like pierced. But like I found out that my underwear was too tight and that they were like, that happens a lot. If your underwear is way too tight, like your crotch will go off at TSA.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a child's medium, like why is it so hot down there?
It's Wednesday panties, but it's Sunday.
They're like flipped inside out. So you have that little like sliver of like fabric. It's where I keep my ID and boarding pass. Sorry, guys. Here you go.
And a few little Tylenols.
What was I randomly selected?
All right. Mine goes off because I have a gun in my underwear. All right. Anyway, there is some unconventional merchandise as well, like bathwater, Belle Delphine, yeah. And Mimulus have famously, I don't know, some of y'all have bought it.
Yeah.
No? Doing some fucking weirdos in here? Yeah.
I would love like a... sorry. I would love like a... You know those like packaging ASMRs on like TikTok?
Yeah.
Where it's, I would love like Belle Delphine's like, you know, her process of where she like cleans off the counter and then like puts the box together and then puts her bath water gently in it and then wraps it and puts like a little piece of candy on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Thank you for being a return customer.
Yeah. A returning customer. Thank you for your 9th order. I think we should start selling bath water.
Wait, I imagine 9 orders. It's like for the entire family.
Like, stocking stuffer.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Mine would be so murky. Brady Broski swamp water. oh, you know how like sometimes in slime it'll have those little charms in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. But you don't know what it is.
There's like twigs in your bathwater.
Little stones and berries. What the fuck? All right. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, no. There's also promotion types. YouTubers usually promote their merchandise at the beginning or end of their videos. They sometimes offer coupon codes, which can be redeemed for a discount, or they can be advertised as limited availability or selling out quickly to incentivize fans to order immediately. I don't think anything is actually, like, selling out quickly.
No.
They just say that.
That's the whole thing. I feel like, I mean, we're all being lied to all the time on the internet, but I think that these influencers that are like, you know, it's limited availability, like, get it while you can.
Yeah.
It's print on demand. You know, yeah. It's like, as an order is placed, they're making the item.
Yeah.
It's not like, guys, hurry. Seriously. No, there's like, they haven't even made it yet. I'm just, every single episode that we do is just really for me, like a wake up sheeple. Mm-hmm. Everything online is a lie. Anyway. This, in my opinion, is like one of the worst things to come out of influencer culture. And hey, we're both guilty of it. We both sold merch, okay? And some of you bitches have bought it. So we're both victims here. But I think that, you know, it's really this weird, you want to have something physical to, like, remind you of your favorite internet person. Like, I think that's really what this is. When you go back 5, 6, 7 years, it's like, why the fuck were we buying Shane Dawson's books? Why, by the way? And I think it's because you want that piece of like, oh, this is a real person. Like, I have it in my Shane Dawson coffee table book. We have Shane's and Tyler Oakley's. But I think that that's it. So, obviously, a lot of these are just failures. Just failures. Because you just have to make a book and it's a New York Times number one bestseller. Mm-hmm. So we want to go through some of the worst examples of YouTuber merch, and then we'll get into books later on. But we're going to frame it like a holiday guide. So if you want to take some notes, pull out your notes app. If you're thinking of a loved one, specifically in mind.
Or someone you fucking hate.
Then now's the time to write it down. So let's get into it. Would you like to take it away?
Yeah, so we have Jake Paul's merch. Yeah. Actually, that's kind of cute. Like the pink. All right, so
it's exactly what you have on. Yeah. You're like, wait
a second.
Oh. Whoa.
It's like that thing of where like your like charger is like dying and you have to like wrap it around your phone.
It's like, I have to hold it like this the entire show. Yes. Please don't breathe too hard.
It was famously marketed to and bought by literal 9-year-olds. Nerd City made a video on the Jake Pauler merch situation, and he did like a case study. Out of the average 13-minute YouTube video, 7 minutes of that video are dedicated to advertising product to the viewer. That's over half.
That's over 1, 2, 3, over half.
We got like an abacus. It's over half.
Carry the one. Yes. That's like ill.
Yeah.
And that's also, like, manipulation. Mm-hmm. It has to go against some form of, like, a YouTube ad policy or something. Like, because whenever I upload a YouTube video, I have to pick, is this intended for children?
Yeah.
Because there's a whole other list of rules that you have to follow. Like, did Jake Paul, like, he should be in prison, probably.
Oh, wait, have you ever made a YouTube video that was intended for children?
Not yet! That's coming up next month.
He's been accused of manipulation of his child audience, and this actually goes against YouTube's ad policy. Kids aren't able to understand they're being sold to, and he's,
that's the thing is, I didn't realize that a commercial wasn't just another TV show until I was about 21.
Oh yeah. No, I honestly felt that way when I saw like Miley Cyrus's like bangers and the EOS like lips like chapstick. I was like, everyone fucking loves this stuff. I'm like actually 18 at the time. I'm so fucking stupid.
No, when Nicki Minaj and all her music videos, had a stroke, and her music videos used to put the like Beats pill.
Yeah.
Do you remember that era? Guys, seriously, you're breathing too hard. You're making it like freak out. The Beats pill used to be in every single music video, and I was like, I guess I need to get one because all my favorite people have one. And then I was like, oh, I'm a cog in the machine.
Yeah.
Sentience at the age of 21.
There was also his next merch item, which is a baby photo of him.
This is his actual merch.
Oh.
Like, that's it. It's just a baby photo. And I'm going to make this, but with me not as a baby, me now.
Yeah.
Topless in a diaper. Pinky in my mouth. Yeah. I know you guys want that.
Oh, wait. I just thought of something fun. You know those, like, shirts where they're, like, a bikini, and then it's, like, the front and the back?
Yeah!
It's your body, front and back. But on, like, a shirt.
Oh! Well, like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Wait, you could do that for the underwear, too.
I don't know who would want that, though. You?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, making an anatomically correct I had a tumor removed from my butt cheek. Not a joke. And I, like, having that big gash of a scar. It's like, yeah. Oh, is this Brittany Broski's merch? Yeah. Oh, my, is she okay? Holy fuck.
But I love the idea of, like, washing this, like, twice, and then, like, it cracks the picture. Yes.
Just, like, the scariest merch you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Black and white, scary, cracked baby photo. Yeah. And you know what? Don't even try to say that he's a little cute, because you're definitely 100% wrong, so.
Well, I feel... I feel like he's... They're all problem children.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know if he has that title in the family.
But here's the deal, like, and I'm not trying to... The Louis Vuitton shirt, shorts, that's a lot. And why does this look so vaguely Republican? Yeah. Like, all that was not really necessary, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I think that the thing about the Paul brothers... It's all right, whatever. The thing about the Paul brothers, Logan's had this weird fucking redemption arc that, like... Jeffree Star, but you know, in whatever sense, where like he's kind of, I don't know, that thing with Casey Neistat happened, and then Impulsive happened, and people are like, oh, he changed. Jake Paul is still this.
Yeah.
Like, there's been no redemption. That's all I wanted to say. Yeah, he's worse now.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So speaking of Logan, we do have his merch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A literal child model. This is on a child's body. Imagine trying to find your size on his website. It only goes up to a youth large.
I'm a children's 25.
Wait, I used to love going into stores and shopping in the junior section.
Yeah.
That was like, okay, can you relax?
I think you're bumping it.
What am I? Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, that's on me. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't even remember what I was saying. We can keep going. So apparently this, like, are there any Logan Paulers in the building?
It's Logan Paul himself.
It's Logan Paul. Thank you for coming. So apparently the lore here is the Maverick logo, that's a parrot. He had like a pet parrot that died, RIP. And his name was Maverick. So that's the lore. And that turned into his brand, I guess. It was like, be a Maverick. And it's like, sick, okay. Facts.
Oh my God, I thought, I'm so stupid, I just looked up what Maverick meant. I thought he was talking about phoenixes. I got that. I was like, that makes sense. You know, rise from the ashes. The Maverick is something completely different.
Maverick is his pet parrot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That would have been cool if that was true, but yeah. you expected too much. So he came up with this slogan, as most successful like YouTubers who have a brand do, and it's be a Maverick, be, you know, Tom Cruise from Top Gun, be a Scientologist. And here's the definition of be a Maverick straight from shoploganpaul.com. Maverick, someone who exhibits great independence in thought or action. Now, what's the dictionary definition you just looked up?
The exact same thing.
Fuck. Okay. Maybe I didn't know what it was either. I encourage everyone to be different, break the rules, find your passion, and go. It's the Mavericks who change the world. Hashtag be a Maverick. Get your Maverick by Logan Paul merch here. And that is in every fucking video he's ever posted in his whole life. And I think that's iconic, honestly.
Yeah.
And again, if you look under your chairs, there is Maverick merch. So be sure to grab that before you go home.
Yeah. We also have Shane Dawson.
Now, which one of you fucking bitches bought this? Because I know some of you did. I want to see hands. Raise your hands. Yeah! Yeah! Yup, yup.
It's okay, baby.
This is a judgment-free zone.
We just jumped. I was gonna say, like, what if we jumped on the VIP table?
Security, get all of them out of here.
But yeah, you could always buy your spouse or best friend a vintage 2019 Shane Dawson pig hoodie to show them you love them. Oh my God.
Yeah, great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
I wanted this so bad, dude. Like, I'm not gonna lie. When this shit dropped and before anything was like super problematic, before all of it happened, I was like, Ryland. I was like, he's so funny. Like, I love him. And then it all came out and I was like, oh! terrified when all that happened, dude.
But I also like that you just said before he was problematic.
Yeah.
He was the original, like, problematic.
And you do have a point.
Yeah.
But it's this weird thing where it's almost this, like, pink guy Joji thing that happened where, like, OG Shane Dawson was so awful. Mm-hmm. And I, like, wiped that from my mind because he came out and I was like, oh my God! This person never could have done all that stuff. Just an idiot. And what about this? Why was he always so pink? What a fucking time, guys. All right. You want to take us through the next one?
Mm-hmm. We also have Demetrius Harmon.
Do y'all remember this one?
All right. So,
if you don't, we'll tell you.
All right. So he is an OG Viner comedian. He's been very vocal about his struggle with mental health, which is admirable. But in 2019, he started selling You Matter hoodies, which at first glance, like that's totally fine. With decals over the sleeves where people might have cut themselves. And that was specified, like, I have decals over the sleeves in case you need to cover your scars.
Like, that was part of the, it was a selling point.
Yeah, and it sold for $70, but with a Black Friday sale for, like, 5% off. You know?
Thanks!
Wait, what is 5% of 70?
At least.
No,
at least
stop.
Two.
$3.50.
Is that true? Period!
Their phone with like 350 on their forehead.
$350.
Thanks, guys.
Women in STEM.
So the obvious issue is profiting off of mental illness. And so I have like a, okay, so I don't know. So I've always wanted to like make like merch with like, one of my jokes was my resting heart rate registers as a panic attack. And that's actually true, but like, is that...
I am a walking medical anomaly.
Oh my God, when I got prescribed like anti-anxiety medication, she's like, what's your resting heart rate? I was like, usually like 130. And she was like, how do you know that? And I was like, I check it every hour on my treadmill. And that's why I'm on anxiety medication now. But yeah, I have heart problems. What was I gonna
you're like, always running at a full sprint when you check your pulse. Why is it so high?
The cigars don't help. No, but like, so if I printed that on a t-shirt, would that be me profiting off of mental illness as opposed to like if I tried to post something sincere? Like if I was like, anxiety is real, and I put that on a shirt, that would be profiting off mental illness.
You 16-year-olds everywhere would be like, facts. That is so fucking true.
See, if anything, I'd make like sweatpants that have the asshole bleeding.
Wait, sweatpants like those long johns where you unbutton it so you can still be wearing pants as you shit.
Yeah.
And then you just button it back up.
Yeah.
That's actually smart. Oh, a sweatpants with a tampon hole?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could have done so many things.
Exactly. So, yeah. Is this your...
Yeah, so it is very strange. Kind of like what Sarah was saying, to target like really sad people and have one person make a profit off of that just is a little icky.
Yeah.
And then this crazy tweet happened, which says... For those who have self-harmed and couldn't afford a hoodie, use coupon code KEEPGOINGSTRONG for 40% off. I hope the message, I feel weak, but I know I'm strong on the wrist cover. Oh, and we'll never know. Cover your scars with beautiful reminders of how far you've come. I'm proud of you and you should be proud of yourself, with a link to 3 different color options.
Oh my God.
Like, dude. Seriously? Okay, and then of course Twitter just ate this shit up. This was a crazy day on Twitter.
Yeah.
Told my therapist I've been having suicidal thoughts lately. He told me Dimitri's Harmon got his hoodies on sale. All right, the next one. This is an OG if you want to give the gift of cringe nostalgia to your loved ones. This is, wait for it.
Nothing.
That's going to be David Dobrik's clickbait hoodie, which I found so many pictures. I was like, the Dobrik hoodie. And I like Googled it on Poshmark, dude.
Oh, shit.
Everyone's trying to like purge all their influencer shit. And yeah. I think this is going to become post-ironic the way that if you see like a Bobby Jack shirt today.
Yeah.
Thank you guys, Shusi. It was bad. You don't have to applaud. If you see like a Bobby Jack hoodie today that's like, I'm sassy and I'm not gonna say sorry.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. People are like, that's cunt. Yeah. And they'll wear it. This is gonna be so fucking period in like 10 years. Yeah. And I know some of y'all had this one too.
Mm-hmm. How many of you have this one?
Yup. And just you. Okay. And we have to live with our demons, and that's okay. Oh, and I like your shirt. She's wearing a pretty rusty shirt. Okay.
Give it 10 years and that's going to be funny.
Yeah. It'll never be cool, but it will be funny.
It's most ironic.
Did your parents ever, well, weird question. Did your parents ever take like pieces of clothing or like family heirlooms and like give them to you, but they were the weirdest shit ever? Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Yeah. My mom saves like the most random t-shirts ever. And she's like, I was saving this for when you had a kid.
Yeah.
What? And it's just like Snoopy.
Yeah.
With a Christmas wreath. And I'm like, thanks. Thank you.
I don't think my parents have ever given me like a piece of clothing. One time in college, I took my mom's nice laundry basket and she drove 5 hours to come get it. She's like, you can't. And I was like, you fucking bitch. I think I'll get her like wedding dress, but I don't think I'll wear it.
Make it next to a little like campfire with it.
Yes.
That'll be cool. I think it's going to be funny if you pass this down to your children.
Yes.
You'd be like, honey, if you were alive during this. They'd be like, wow, ew.
Yes.
Sounded awful. Why are you giving this to me?
Oh, wait, I kind of want my mom's fatigues. And my dad's. Oh my God, that'd be so much fun.
Is that stolen valor if it's been inherited? Can valor be inherited?
Can you inherit valor?
Yes.
Can I wear my dad's pins?
Yes.
Oh, period.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you for your service. Can I borrow them for my furry costume? <Yes. laughs> Thank you so much. This was such a scam, and you're all victims if you bought this, so Like, this is actually so smart, it's absurd. Like, that, him profiting off of you knowing it's clickbait and him knowing that you know that we know, smartest person ever.
Wait, if you had to choose one word that encapsulated your brand, like clickbait, like, what would you say your word is?
Quickly?
Yeah.
Gassy.
Gassy. You just made fun of Tana for her drink of choice name. What's it called? Disney?
You put me on the spot. Don't take it as fact. What's yours?
Oh, you put me on the spot. I don't know.
Belchy.
Yeah. No, actually. Care. What?
Urgent care.
Urgent care.
Hey, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Oh my God, can you do collabs with like Urgent Care?
An Urgent Med brand deal?
Yeah. Oh my God.
We should look into that. Yes. That's so fucking ridiculous. Mm. All right, next up.
Trixie Mattel.
Trixie Mattel. And at the bottom, you can't see it, but I did type pictured with redacted. We all know the sisters merch. You ripped off the design from Kanye, which he admits to, by the way. The like St. Pablo merch, ripped it off. Easily made a swift million off of this.
Yeah.
Like he had the girls dressed in sisters merch. And it's simple. I mean, you can't be mad at it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, she's a girl's girl. Like, whoever's wearing this, it's like, go women. Yes. But little did they know.
So then we have to ask, who has this sweater?
You. One.
Oh, that's... all your friends?
No, but like, wear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. I have a couple merch items like that where I'm like, this is never leaving my fucking house, ever. Yeah. Do you remember Fred?
Yeah.
Original Fred t-shirt from when I was in the 8th grade, dude. Oh, no, 6th grade. And I still wear it.
Do you sleep in it or something?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I cut the sleeves off until my tip pops out sometimes, and I'm like...
I imagine that in like a pair of basketball shorts is like, you know those clothes that your parents have at your house, like at their house? Where it's like
the one you spend the night.
Yeah. It's a Fred shirt and basketball shorts and church shoes.
And a pair of chunky wedges. And a puka shell necklace.
On the rare occasion I visit my family, the only shirts they have of mine are all Chevron. And they're like,
oh, I thought you meant Chevrolet. I was like,
they're all Chevrolet, yes.
I was like, so what's the affiliation? Yeah, nasty, like mint green Chevron.
Yeah, and like that mint green, like floor length dress that was like Chevron.
Yup.
I've worn that like twice in the past like year because my parents invited me over for like Thanksgiving last year and I wore it because it was the only thing they had.
There's stores around.
I know. It was Christmas, everything was closed.
Okay. It's Christmas. I wanted to wear my nice dress. With the big bow in the back.
Yes. Yeah. And like that chunky jewelry. Did you just say chunky jewelry?
No.
Oh, I thought you just did.
No. I said chunky wedges.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm.
Everything was so chunky back then.
It was.
And I was too.
Okay.
Next up, we have the queen herself. The queen of like god awful YouTuber merch. Like, she is so the blueprint. Like, so true. Okay. We know she's the queen of like monetizing her scandals. Amongst them, we have so many different eras. First of all, her mugshot. That's over there.
Yeah.
The canceled hoodie. Thank you so much. Canceled hoodie. And then Dizzy. This is her brand.
Okay.
And it's literally like, that's it.
Okay.
And that's probably $80.
Yeah, and that's also one.
It's boring. That's and with the Jake Paul merch too, it's like, okay, it's tie-dye and what? I know tie-dyeing is hard, but like, that's not $85 worth of a hoodie.
Wait, no, sorry. Did you say that Dizzy is the wine's name?
Yeah.
She makes her own wine.
Yeah, in her bathtub. Here's more. I mean, this was, okay, the not a featured creator hoodie. Do y'all remember this?
Yes.
When Tana was not, did someone just blow out a candle? Do you smell smoke?
They just made a wish.
Whose birthday is it? Happy birthday!
Thank you. Do you want to light your... Can you light your candle? No. Oh.
You just see a red sniper dot.
You know, it'd be like hilarious during a live show if you were like, it's my birthday, and the entire staff just comes out and like sings happy birthday to you. And we're like, okay, we'll join in too.
They turn the volume down on our mics. We're like... happy birthday, though.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, this is crazy. She wasn't invited to VidCon. She said, at least I'm going to make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her. And then the scandalous thing happened, and then she made the shitty... Oh, my God, dude. The shitty AliExpress Shein remake of the butt floss lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so iconic. I'm sorry. Like, she fully knows that she's scamming people.
Yeah. I would buy that, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, honestly.
What would yours say?
Sarah's shower. Like the horror version of like elementary school where you have like your name on your underwear.
Tuesday. Wednesday.
Flip when soiled.
But it's a song. Oh, God. Merry Christmas, babe. I got you the Tana Mojo lingerie from 2018. I think we should break up. That's literally crazy, too, because her tagline... Go back. Her tagline became Dizzy, which is, like, I guess a reference to her substance abuse.
Oh, yeah.
How she's always under the influence of something. So that's super awesome and cool.
Mm.
All right. The next one is my personal fave, if you'd like to read it.
All right. So we have Sienna Mae Gomez. Sister to Selena.
Selena Mae, if you will.
And I think this is your note. Do you have someone in your life with a crippling eating disorder? We have the perfect gift for them, this hoodie. It just says, did you eat today? The thing is like the font is also just the most basic font you could have chosen.
Yeah.
Did you eat today? The next one is, did you shit today?
Yeah.
Wait, no, on the back it's, did you shit today?
Yeah, did you shit today?
Sienna was praised for being body positive and loving her flabby stomach. That's which was non-existent.
Her words.
Her words. I wasn't like, yeah, her flabby stomach, but
and her big flabby tummy. Whoa.
She's one of those influencers where it's like I look different standing up and sitting down. You know,
right.
My stomach looks different, like from different angles.
Yeah, or she had to like force having a roll. She's
yeah.
like, see, look. She's like trying to grab at it. It's not there, and I'm sitting stewing in my bed, just like.
You know,
pissed.
You know when a body has been decaying for like a couple days? It's like you in your bed. It's just like brown, like sunken in. There's
gray.
Moisture on the floor.
Yeah. All my nails have grown out really long. My hair is all thin.
You're just illuminated by the light of your phone and you're like, all right, Sienna Mae.
Order complete.
So a bunch of people started commenting, this reminded me to eat today. Thank you, Sienna. Did it? That's so sad.
It's so very strange. So strange. And the capitalist bell, of course, rang her little 17-year-old head. Mm. She was like, we should monetize this. And she got into so much trouble for this.
Yeah.
Many upset at TikToker Sienna Gomez accusing her of glorifying eating disorders with new merch that says, did you eat today? Sienna denied that it's meant to glorify EDs, and one person said, I love Sienna, but this hoodie is not it. And then, the rest is, it's like, the design is not the best on top of it all. You know, if it was really cute merch, it'd be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad. And she, like, doubled down. We stand behind the true intentions of this 100%. She was like, I know you guys are reading into it too much, and, like, you think it's wrong, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. I think the next drop should have been, you ate too much today. Maybe you should eat less.
I do like the idea of like a gentle reminder though. There's
sure.
There's this person I follow who just lives in Los Angeles and their entire account is Tuesday night. They're like, put your trash out. And I that's the only tweet they like put out, and I'm like, thank you.
Oh shit. It's all right. This was an insane era of TikTok. This was like glorified eating disorders on Tumblr, but this is worse, I think. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Slay.
Okay, and this next one. Thank you, Stanley, for this. That's our merch. And he is fired. All right, now into some other categories of merch and other products, other than just apparel. Also, I do want to say, I bought the original Cody Co. merch back in 2014, and I still have it, and I wear it all the time. Don't cheer for a white man. Okay. So, Zoella's advent calendar. Who just screamed? It's Zoella. Yeah, you want to take it over?
Yes, so Zoella attracted criticism from the media in November of 2017 after releasing a 12-door, 50-pound advent calendar. 50 pounds?
It's a currency.
Oh. I'm more... kidding, I'm not that... Yeah.
She's British.
Yes.
She's British, redacted.
With criticism focusing on the extortionate price and alleged the letters switched around. Price and alleged poor quality. The calendar contained items such as a small pack of confetti, a pack of 7 stickers, and cookie cutters. A spokesperson responded that Zoe is incredibly proud of this Christmas collection and excited to see it in store. However, the pricing and in-store promotional strategy of the collection, including the calendar, is at the control of the third parties and is not set by Zoe. That's a lie. That month, she also apologized following controversy surrounding posts she had made on social media between 2009 to 2012 mocking gay people. Gay people are so fucking funny to look at. Sorry.
Mocking gay people. This is what you sound like.
Who all here is gay?
Security, can we collect all of the people that just raised their hands? Get them out of here. Exit.
So she responded on Twitter claiming the post had been taken out of context and writing, "I'm sorry if I offended anyone," whatever.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the contents of the advent calendar: a small pack of confetti, a pack of 7 stickers, a star-shaped cookie cutter, a small bag, a festive cookie candle, a Christmas clementine broom spray, a pen, a fluffy key ring, a gingerbread man-shaped cookie cutter, a mini notepad, and a 130-gram cozy Christmas candle.
Wow.
That's a lot of paper and candles.
That's a lot of fucking paper. Damn.
This is like the best advent calendar if you're like lost in the woods and you need to start a fire.
Yeah. Yes. And you need to make some cookies. Yes.
Yeah, this is a, what, 50 pounds is what, with the exchange rate? It's like $70, something like that.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
For absolutely nothing.
This is all in the Target dollar section. You could have checked out for $9 with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. She also published a nonfiction book in 2018 on how to properly host a party. Period, Zoella. A homemaker. Yes.
Every person who walks in has to put on a red lip.
And have an intense side part. She hands you a bobby pin. Yes. No, thanks.
So stupid.
You have to hold Sprinkle of Glitter's daughter. He's like, fine, okay, I guess it's my turn.
Sprinkle of Glitter!
Yeah.
Tanya, is that her name?
Yes. No, Tanya's someone else.
Who's Sprinkle? Luis. Yeah. Sprinkle of Glitter. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna go home and watch all the Brit Crew vlogs again.
I'm gonna go home and hold a baby.
Anybody bring their baby tonight?
Wait.
Meet Sarah by the dumpster out. All right, and again, Tana. So this is her wine. This is the jet fuel wine.
Is it a red?
It comes in all different kinds, and it's in a can, and I think it's like 18% alcohol.
Is that a lot?
Normal wine's like, what, 11? Anywhere from 9 to 12?
Interesting. Oh yeah, there's a red
five
blend.
5 to 15?
There's a white wine and a red blend.
Look up the alcohol percentage. I want to know.
All right. So 8 can. Oh, fuck.
Does it go on the...
I can't see it.
Go all the way down. Terrible web design. I feel like that Cody Cobo. I'm like, wish you guys could see this. Wish there was a way to put it up on the screen. Wait, guess you'll never know.
I don't... It doesn't say about the alcohol.
Well, that's scary.
Oh, wait. No, it says 4 cans equals 1 bottle of wine.
Hmm.
What about 4 bottles?
So it's like 4 glasses? They are small cans.
Oh. Like a... You've had it?
I believe you. You said it's not good.
It's...
Aww. And I had such high hopes.
Gotta cancel my order.
Yeah. Damn. Whose phone's gone? Who needs to take their birth control? Whose alarm's gone off? No one? Okay. Also her perfume, which, like, for real? Are you Fosilius? Go ahead.
That's a cool looking bottle though.
It kind of is, but it gives me Hot Topic.
Yeah.
It gives a little Hot Topic.
I feel like it's something you would buy at the checkout. They do sell it at Hot Topic? Oh.
Yeah. Well, I watched like so many reviews of like, okay, my Tana came in, let's give it a try. Mm. And they were like, it smells like when you're in the checkout line at Rue 21. Yes. And you're like, that's what it smells like.
It smells like the smoker's room at the Vegas airport. It's like I'm by the slots.
It smells like the carpet at the Bellagio. Oh, that made me sweat. This is my Post Malone jacket. You can tell me I look like Post Malone. Thank you so much. All right. Tell them about the jewelry.
All right. So she also has Every Jewelry. It's a collection by Tana Mojo. And it's bad. It's tacky. It's
literally $10.
Okay, no, it's not bad, but it's like that jewelry that definitely turns your fingers green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wash your hands once and you can never use them again.
Yeah.
Your fingers. Yes. You never use your fingers ever again.
And that's why I use them as toe rings. I have gangrene.
Trench foot.
So, yes. And that's why I wear my parents' fatigues. Wait, is my tongue black?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I had a tummy ache, and if you eat Pepto, it can turn your tongue black.
So, are you sure?
Yeah. Oh my God. I gotta go to urgent care.
You know, there's actually a thing called hairy black tongue.
Yeah.
How did y'all know that? Have you had it? Okay. One of y'all's lying. You fucking weirdos. Okay.
Ew. Oh my God. It's real. It's real.
Wait, I went on. No, you're gonna be thinking about that for a long time, huh?
I'm gonna start crying.
It's okay. You don't have that. You don't have that.
Yeah.
When I went on, I'll make it worse. When I went on H3, I just went on H3's podcast. Another man. don't cheer. He showed me this fucking video that they did not put on screen of, and I'll say it because there's a bunch of gay people in here, two prolapsed assholes rubbing against each other. And I have never felt so held hostage in my entire life because he was giggling and cackling and I was that. I was, oh my God. Because it's like, okay, that's all. I just needed to tell you guys that. It changed me. My life is before and after that video. I feel like you're experiencing something similar right now.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to talk about Trisha. I mean, what is there to say?
Yeah. Actually, I did not know this. She launched her own skincare line called Miracle Elixir, and it was launched in June of 2021. The collection contains 9 items and costs $199. Well, gas is expensive nowadays.
It is.
Since its launch, many users have questioned the authenticity of the products in Paytas' skincare line. And I tried it, and I lost all the skin on my back. Looks like I got road rash.
It's just Nair in a different hall.
Oh. And then British YouTuber James Welsh recently reviewed the Miracle Elixir line. In a specific review of the day cream, he claimed that it looked curdled. Well.
That's a visual no one wanted.
It's just old man.
Yeah, curdled is an awful, awful choice of word. I genuinely am of the opinion that she's one of the smartest people online. I mean, like, how can you have been around for so long? Like, awful person, maybe, right? But, like, she constantly changes according to what's trending. She is always on our minds. She's always problematic. And, like, whether you love her or you hate her, you want to know more. And so, like, people drop this. Like, people were going to buy it for the sole purpose of reviewing it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that gives her more press. She's just so smart. Her and David Dobrik are the scariest people alive.
Wait, did you see that, like, video of her where she, like, accidentally made, like, a Titanic joke and she was like, oh, was that too soon? You're Trisha fucking Paytas. You know?
Since one of you cared.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way too soon.
Trisha. Wait. I have a panic attack. She talked about the Titanic.
A victim of the Titanic is in the comment section like, wow.
Okay, I'm going to be that guy. I was on the Titanic.
Someone 140 years old stitches her and is like, we got to talk about this.
It says,
he's got the heart of the ocean on his chest.
All right. We're having too much fun. So I want to talk about, this is another gift that you can give someone. And this is kind of like a service. It's not really a tangible gift. This is a social media masterclass. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you about it. So a few months ago, travel Instagram influencer Aggie Lall created a 12-week, $500 course called How to Grow Your Instagram for her 860,000 followers. Those who enrolled in her master tribe were promised the opportunity to go behind the scenes of going from being a broke traveler to becoming a six-figure earning travel blogger. According to BuzzFeed, where truth goes to die... 380 people enrolled, earning LOL a cool $188,000. Judging by that price tag and the backlash that soon followed, I'd say the real secret to becoming an influencer is be hot, mm-hmm. which is what we always talk about. Where'd it go? Oh, and force people to support your shit for an exorbitant amount of money. Mm-hmm. This is a quote from the creator. I wanted the price to be a little painful so it feels like an investment and will discourage people who are not serious about blogging as their future to participate. Lol wrote on a since expired Instagram story, I only want people in my master tribe who are driven and committed to this career path. Can't imagine doing anything else with their life. Blogging?
Wasting it.
Being a disappointment. Yes. The class was scheduled to take place from September through December, but students only received materials for 6 weeks. One user who publishes under the pseudonym Wannabe Influencer, sad, maybe rethink that, wrote a lengthy post on Medium detailing her experience titled, I was scammed by a celebrity influencer. In it, they described challenges put forth by LOL, like asking students to advertise the class on their own channels.
It's like an MLM.
It deadass is. She said, how could we ask our own followers to purchase a $500 Instagram course that we had barely started ourselves? The Instagram course straight up seemed like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
To which I asked, have you ever joined a pyramid scheme?
On accident, yeah. To get a free tanning package in college, they were selling Verve at the front desk. And they were like, if you buy a case, you get like a free tanning like session. And then I bought a case and they're like, you gotta sell the case.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then I got a really nice tan.
I almost joined a pyramid scheme selling textbooks door to door in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're not going to pay for your travel. We're not going to pay for your gas. And we're not going to pay for the textbooks. But if you can sell them, we'll send you to Disney World. Yeah. And I was like, I can do it. But I never started. That's insane, though. Mm-hmm. Like a social media masterclass and like you don't even get any information.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this to my mom. She's going to have a blast. All right. Now the real gift. Let's get on to that. Influencer books. So a lot of these are cash grabs. Mm-hmm. Their teams usually are pushing their client to diversify, which is why you see, you know, YouTubers start things like, I mean, who are kind of the prototypes? Joey Graceffa, Tyler Oakley, where it's like you start on YouTube and then you become a talk show host. You do this, you do that. Let's write a book. It's not really because people want to read the book. It's because they want the Tyler Oakley coffee table book to show you're an intellectual. Mm-hmm. And the best books act as an extension of the channel, I would say. So if I wrote a book, I thought about this for a while, because, okay, can we relax? I'm like not hitting it either. Am I hitting it down there? Okay. Thank y'all. If y'all were like, no, you're doing it. I'm sorry. I thought about if I were to write a book, mm-hmm. and then I'm sure maybe you thought about it too. Mine would just be a fiction.
Yeah.
And it would be a Mandalorian fan fiction.
Yeah.
And thank you. And it would have explicit mention of his rock hard penis. And I think that coming from my brain, that's going to be beautiful. So be on the lookout for that next year. A hardback published cover of the Mandalorian fanfiction. Okay.
I think I would write a book of like every sexual experience, but the entire book is one run-on sentence. And I attempt to like connect them all together. Or like my book is like one of those books where like it's pre-cut out, so you're supposed to put a gun in it. So there's like a foreword, a gun, and then like the wrapping up at the end.
One of those children's books that you can put your finger puppets in. It's a pistol. Holy shit. I think these are great ideas. $1 million ideas. Okay, so we have a bunch of examples of YouTuber books, but I think you found some funny reviews of them, right?
Yes.
Which one is it for? I'll pull it up.
All right, so, fuck, I have to send it to you. Give me a second. It's the whole thing.
You can just read it.
Oh, where'd it go?
I'll allow it.
All right, so this is about... What is it? You Gotta Want It is whose book? Jake Paul?
Yeah, that's Jake Paul.
We get tased.
Is that a ghost? Oh my God. That was weird. Can you admit?
Yeah.
Am I doing that, y'all? Huh?
Call your mom.
It's my mom. Oh. Ah! Oh my God. Okay.
They're mainly, there's like a 5-star review for Jake Paul's You Gotta Want It. It says, wow, I love this book. It convinced me to follow my dreams and murder my...
Sorry, don't look, don't look, don't look. This is 19-year-old Jake Paul. Okay, yeah. Start over, sorry.
5 stars, wow, I love this book. It convinced me to follow my dreams and murder my entire family. Has anyone in your family ever been killed?
No.
Okay.
We got a lot. We have a whole cocktail of medical issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that are coming my way.
Okay.
I'm getting the super supreme.
Yeah.
So can't wait for that.
My heart is going to give out tomorrow. It's also this one. It's 1 star. Jake Paul. No, wait, 5 star. Jake Paul, notice me. I'm your biggest fan. I love your movie Maverick for life. I have stage 4 cancer.
Also, Maverick is Logan Paul, not Jake. I would know. Mm. My fucking sister used to write Logan Paul fan fiction.
Yeah.
I've talked about this ad nauseum before.
Was it any good?
It was pretty good. Okay. Hey, credit where credit's due.
You're like her editor and you have like, you're like highlighting like passages.
I'm redlining. Yes. I'm like, good, good. I would change the wording here. It was about the first fight he ever did. Uh-huh. Like, and she had this whole crazy backstory. She also wrote another one called As One with the Alphas.
Uh-huh.
And they were werewolves. She slays. I don't give a fuck, guys.
Does she know that you say this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
She's humiliated. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you that. Because then you would find mine. Because she follows me. And I'm not going to subject myself to that. All right, let's go back to... Actually, let's start here. Gabby Hanna's poetry book. This is a great gift for anyone in your life that you never want to talk to again.
Wait, I kind of want to like... you know like when people post like poem, like screenshots of poems on their story?
Mm-hmm.
I want to start doing that with Gabby Hanna's like book.
You literally should, because I think this genuinely, like, it all depends on... the mouth through which, like, who's saying it. Like, if you posted it, people would be like, damn, that's, like, so deep. Because it's Gabby Hanna and we know Gabby Hanna, it's like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, not serious. But if you were to do it, it'd be like, so true.
Yeah.
So deep.
Even if it's, like, green eggs and ham. Or, like, Shel Silverstein.
She's got one that says, sad-is-fied. Satisfied. That's the poem.
Sad is fine? That's not even a realize, realize, realize.
It's literally not.
That's just sad is fine.
Yeah.
Like sad is fine?
No, well, that would be better. Yeah. No, like satisfied, but sad is fine. It's bad, dude. I don't know what you're looking at me for. It's bad. I didn't write it. And I do want to... Oh no, we didn't find any excerpts from it, huh?
No,
it's all copywritten.
Full YouTube video. But...
I wasn't prepared to write or to pay $17 a book to prepare for the show. We love you guys, but I'm not buying YouTuber books. It's fake Tumblr deepness. Mm-hmm. I think it's that whole like it is Shel Silverstein. It's like the spacing on the alone from SpongeBob. The best way that I can describe it is like tweets that should have stayed in the drafts.
Wait, actually, there's screenshots on just Google Images.
Let's read them.
All right, so this one is called Recess. Jacob and Emily sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First came love, then came marriage, then came a stale and empty life. As a result of the societal pressures to which led to a semi-public affair and a severe case of alcoholism.
Holy shit, Gabby!
All in the tree? Okay,
when did I get down from there?
They've got Tana's wine just mixed with mental illness, followed by a grueling 2-year divorce that damaged the kids emotionally and left everyone without a sense of direction or self-worth. Damn, Jacob and Emily.
That's so fucking true. And then the fire department had to come and get them down from the tree. They were drunk and said they weren't ever going to come down. Yes. All right.
I want to read more.
Yeah, find another one.
All right, this is BFF. Lonely's been my bestest friend for as long as I can remember. He gets a little clingy, especially mid to late December. But Lonely's always been there every single time I've cried. Through all the downs and heartaches, he's never left my side. Even when I hide away where no one else can see me, Lonely is my bestest friend because Lonely never leaves me.
Period.
Period.
Some wasted person is like, holy shit, man. That's so good.
This is literally the drunk girl in the bathroom, and she's like, I'm working on some poetry in my notes app. Yes. And I'm like, let me hear it. It's so fucking good. You should publish this. And then she does. She sends it to you to do a peer review, and you're like,
she's like writing this on the bathroom mirror with her lipstick, and you're just trying to wash your hands. Excuse me, sorry. Lonely never leaves me.
Period. Here's another one. The game was always, how can I manipulate this just to make it seem like something real? I know you think that everything we had was fake, but I won't try to tell you how to feel. I can't begin to say what you mean to me. I can't even begin to tell you why. As much as I would never like to see you again, please don't make this poem our last goodbye. Just like devastatingly sad. Uh-huh. Here's one called Hot. When there's smoke, there's fire. Or possibly a vape pen. Either way, get the hell out of there.
Either way. I just like sprint away from people who are vaping.
I gotta get out of here.
The thing is she published these poems like when she was my age. So like I don't feel bad for like making fun of it.
Yeah.
If a teenager wrote this and published it, I wouldn't read it out loud.
Well, because then it's like, oh, teenage angst bottled. Yeah. You know, like that's interesting in itself. But if you're, you know, it just kind of gets less cool the older you get. Mm-hmm. I'm 38 being like, I'm in the loneliness. Is shut up, Aunt Brandy. What? At Thanksgiving.
But I mean, the art equivalent would be like if you at 28 put out like a collection of pictures you've drawn and they're all just anime eyes. You know, only like one eye, but like never finished the face. And you were like, yeah. This is my art. And everyone's like, are we supposed to, what is this? Yeah.
It's ass.
Or it's like a hand turkey. But the hand turkey is crying.
Right.
Yeah.
The hand turkey's on fire.
And he's vaping.
That's fucking art. You guys don't understand. Mm-hmm. There is also... Okay, well, here are the good ones. Well, first of all, let's go back to this. There is no... Listen, love her, I think, okay? Mm-hmm. There is no fucking reason Miranda Sings needed to write a book. Mm-hmm. But the mentality, slay. Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Back to Miranda Sings, I would love if the book was written the way that she talked. You know, so there's like capital letters, lowercase, weird spaces.
Yeah. It's just a whole section about porn.
Yeah.
It's literally porn if you touch your tongue with somebody else. You're like, fucking love this book. It's my favorite book.
Read one chapter a night to fall asleep.
The audiobook?
Yes.
It's so fucking good. Yes.
You have like your devotional.
Self-reflection. Yes. Guided questions.
She has prompts at the bottom of each chapter.
I'm obsessed with that. She needs to make another one and do that. So this is Zoella's book, Girl Online, and Dan and Phil, you fucking bitches. Where are the Dan and Phil innators?
All the gay people.
All the gay people. They came tonight.
Yes.
And we're happy to have you.
Yes.
What are they doing now? Do y'all know? Last week? Period!
Wait, whose comedy show? Dan, how was it? Okay, cool. It was actually pretty good.
Shockingly? Yeah. It's all right.
He was pretty coherent. And he stood up the entire time.
He didn't come to our show.
Oh, no, he didn't. Dan? Phil?
Fire? Okay. Joy Graceffa and Tyler Oakley.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will say this about Joy Graceffa's book and Joy Graceffa in general. He's always kind of done it a little different. Like, he made the Escape the Night or whatever that was. It's always kind of been this cool, like, fiction side instead of like, I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
He's always kind of tried to use his platform to make something creative, and I respect that. Is it good? Hey, I'll leave that up to you guys. Okay?
Yeah.
But I respect that at least. He wrote one or two books that are just like fiction books.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Instead of like, here's my life advice to how to wash your asshole properly. Use a cloth and then your finger. You know, it's like, I don't need Taylor Oakley to tell me how to wash my ass.
Wait, what'd you just say? You need to wash your ass and use your finger?
Use a washcloth and use your finger.
Oh my God. Do any of you put...
What possible segue are you about to make?
Okay, do any of you put soap on your fingers and then put your fingers up your butt in the shower?
No!
But you can only ruin the pH of your pussy. No, I'm gonna... No soap. There should never be soap on or in the anus. That was me asking for a friend.
I have to go to the bathroom.
When I fart, it's just like a little bubble appears behind me.
It sounds like Bath and Body Works. Watermelon sunrise.
When I fart and Glenda the Good Witch is just like growing.
Help me. She's in the bubble.
Yes.
That's awful.
No, I don't actually do that.
Yeah, I didn't think you did that.
No,
I didn't. Yeah. You know, the first time I got my butthole waxed, my farts never sounded the same.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about having hair there that, like, kind of softens the blow.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, the fucking on Alexa when you're like, Alexa, fart in the bathtub or whatever that is? And it's the fart underwater that's like,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It is so fucking loud.
Oh.
Anyway. Why do we always talk about
it's
assholes?
The difference between talking into like a mic and then having like a spit guard on it, you know? Your
that
butt
is
hair
it.
Is just the spit guard.
And they do say that in the industry.
People who work in audio know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you guys know. Sound booth?
What?
Merch design.
Merch design.
Sphincter hair mouth guard.
Yes. No, it's like a spit guard for your butthole.
Right.
Yeah. How would you insert it?
It's like a thimble.
Wait, like that triangle thing? Oh.
On your thumb.
Oh, I'm thinking the ding. Oh, symbol. Sorry. It's like, imagine trying to put a little triangle up your butt. Urgent care.
All right, did we have any more clips or reviews we wanted to read?
All the Jake Paul ones are really violent. So I don't know how we're feeling.
We also have Lele Pons.
She wrote a book? Oh my God, yeah, she did.
This is the best thing you could get for your mom, your dad, any adult grown friends you have. How to Survive High School. And do it for the Vine.
Your mom's like, finally.
I think we need to model our careers off of Lele Pons.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing something right that we just will never be able to achieve.
Falling over.
And drawing a unibrow. Unibrown?
Yeah.
A unibrow with eyeliner.
Yeah.
Had like 30 billion loops on Vine.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
She was, yeah. That's fucking crazy. I think it has something to do with not having a language in your videos. That's why I fart in all my videos.
Wait, no, she spoke in her videos.
But a lot of the time it was just it was physical humor.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't need, I mean, that's why Charlie was number one TikToker. It's because it's like, you don't need a language to dance.
Because all of Charlie's physical humor.
They do call Charlie the Jim Carrey of our generation.
Yes.
All right, team. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Well, we want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We love y'all. So happy to do the last show in the capital of America with you guys here. It's been real. Ooh, give it up for Sarah Schauer.
And give it up for Brittany Broski.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.